Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Celtics open their playoff series with the Indiana Pacers at the Garden Sunday afternoon. Throughout the series, no player will be more scrutinized than point guard Kyrie Irving. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer explains that for better or worse, as Irving goes, so go the Celtics.
That's the crowd cheering Kyrie Irving at TD Garden. But he's not draining a clutch jumper or dribbling around defenders. Actually, he's not even in uniform. He's holding a microphone and talking to a group of season ticket holders. He's just been asked if he'd like to see his number 11 hanging in the rafters. The crowd doesn't let him finish, so I'll help him out. He said, if you guys will have me back, I plan on re-signing here. But that was back in early October, back when the Celtics were considered the team to beat in the Eastern Conference, back before the Celtics' season-long struggles and chemistry issues raised questions about Irving's style of play and his leadership. The issue? You don't always know what you're going to get with Irving. Sometimes that's a good thing, sometimes it's not.
Biggest problem with the Boston Celtics is Kyrie Irving.
Ooh!
Wow.
Kyrie Irving. And I this is not a shot at Kyrie Irving.
What is
it? Sounded like
it. Kyrie Irving is as electrifying, as exciting, as stellar as he is on the court, he takes away from what everybody else does. He doesn't compliment everybody else. When you look at their success...
Kyrie Irving's the leader of the team. He's the best player on the team. He's got to figure out a way to lead them. So it's on Kyrie.
Basically, they're saying it's not enough for Irving to be the best player on the team. On and off the court, he's got to lead in a way that inspires team unity and trust and avoids embarrassing losses. Consider what happened in February. The Celtics posted a 5-6 record, including a 4-game losing streak after the All-Star break. Against the LA Clippers, they blew a 28-point lead. Late in the season, media criticism left Irving sounding a lot different than he did in October with the season ticket holders.
I didn't really come into this game to be cameras in my face, you know, be famous, be a celebrity, wherever embodies that. So it's a little hard for me. And, you know, the distractions that come within the team sometimes can get overwhelming. And I'm human.
So here we are. The Celtics enter the playoffs as the number 4 seed in the East. They remain a disappointing, frustrating, sometimes infuriating mix of talent that's never quite clicked on the court. And Irving's long-term commitment to the Celtics is in doubt. But the playoffs make Irving more optimistic.
I don't get frustrated about this stuff anymore. It's just part of the regular season, you know, in the playoffs. When we could plan for a team, prepare for a team, you know, I still don't see anybody beating us in 7 games.
Irving's not the only one who believes the Celtics can put together a strong playoff run. They're considered a dangerous team to face in a series. The biggest reason for that is Irving. It will be the first time he's played for the Celtics in the postseason. Last year, he missed the team's thrilling run to the Eastern Conference Finals because of knee surgery. He knows the Celtics' first-round matchup with the Pacers offers a chance to put the regular season behind him and the rest of the team.
I can't wait for this, all this other BS about regular season and keep getting better and talking over and over and over and again about what we can do to keep getting better in the regular season. I just want to be at the highest level playing. I mean, that's what I'm here for.
When Kyrie Irving is playing at his highest level, he's unstoppable, creative, and clutch. He's the best dribbler in the NBA, no debate. Irving finished the regular season averaging team highs with 23.8 points per game and 6.9 assists. But those numbers only hint at what he can do on the court, which is pretty much whatever he wants to do.
On this one, a little crossover, a little fancy footwork there.
The Celtics down 3. Great backdoor. Kyrie Irving up high. Well, Irving crossover, flips to the bangs, counted and one.
All the attention-grabbing play leaves Irving a target, not only of critics, but of teams around the league. Recently, there's been talk of the LA Lakers pursuing Irving in free agency. And that raises the playoff stakes for the Celtics. If they come together and realize the potential everyone thought they had at the start of the season and make a deep playoff run, then it might convince Irving to stick with his original plan and stay in Boston. If not, then this might be the first and last time fans see Irving in the postseason in a Celtics uniform. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shira Springer.